afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. For the first time, there will be a nationwide emergency wireless text. Northfield Police Chief Monte Nelson explained there will actually be two tests, one at 1:18 p.m. Central on wireless devices and the other at 1:20 via radio and television. He said,
"It's never been done before, and I feel it's really important because the government does need to have that ability to get notices out."
The nationwide test today is not voluntary. It's labeled a presidential alert through FEMA and will read,
"Presidential alert. This is a test of the wireless emergency alert system. No action is needed."
Today's weather could be iffy at the same time, so you also need to pay attention to any storm issues that may pop up. The city of Northfield has an Everbridge system that residents can sign up for to be alerted to emergencies and any number of items. Volunteers are needed for our communities as storm damage cleanup continues. Northfield Shares has updated their online form for those who are willing to volunteer and those who are in need of help. Go to northfieldshares.org. Chief Nelson said his department and college volunteers were out assessing for the city.
Do we still have people out there that need help? Where is our damage that maybe we don't know about and maybe people who still need help? So those college students and other volunteers were asking about the home damage and tree damage, but they're two separate things because we have to report that home damage to the county.
They only report to the county and state the number of damaged homes and the type of damage for possible inclusion in FEMA dollars. It's not a dollar assessment of your damage. They also assess where private and public needs were. The city will be applying for assistance for equipment usage, overtime hours for workers, etc. Nelson's full interview is on KYMNradio.net. Public Works Director Dave Bennett reminded folks that October 8th is the day Northfield City workers will be picking up residential debris. He added,
"We're going to be coming back for the stumps. We'll probably grab the brick walls if we can. So if something's left, don't be concerned. We're still going to be back to get the stuff that's in the boulevard that's in the right away. And then we'll follow up with the topsoil and seed."
A contractor is out at the compost site on Armstrong Road grinding trees to make more room out there. Bennett is hoping they'll be able to open it up later this week. A number of the Human Rights Commission members spoke in favor of the City of Northfield proclamation regarding the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day, the same day as Columbus Day, established by the federal government in 1937. Traditionally, the area was not a camp, but used as hunting grounds for Dakota and Ojibwe. While there were four councilors and the mayor present, the vote was 4 in favor. Councilor DeLong chose not to vote either way, as he had issue with the language of the resolution itself. Mayor Pownell and Administrator Martig were in studio this morning. Their full interview is on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.